Good morning. We are continuing Masechta Shvi'is, Parak Vav, the sixth parak of Masechta Shvi'is. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel gets a little bit off of the topic of the borders of Eretz Yisrael and starts discussing what has been brought up earlier with regard to Bitzalim, Sheyardu Aleim, Gesham, Bitzimchu. So it seems, again, it's not so clear exactly what the case is, but it seems you have onions that were ripe before Shemitah came about. They were ripe in the sixth year. And you left them on the ground or in the ground during the seventh year. Then it rained. And they connected themselves to the ground. And they started to grow a little bit more. Now we're not sure about this growth, whether this growth happened because of the Shemitah, or perhaps they grew by themselves from their own nourishment. So we're not sure. In other words, it's possible for fruits to get ripe on their own when they're not connected to the ground. You see that every time you buy a fruit or a vegetable in the store and you put it on the windowsill, you wait for it to get ripe. So we're not sure if this nourished now from the seventh year or it's completely from the sixth year. So the Mishnah gives a sign. If the leaves that are coming out of the top, if those are shechurin, if they're dark, almost black, it doesn't have to be like a black color, but it's basically a very dark green, asurin. It's Aser, because it means that is a fresh, new leaf that came out, and that grew from the seventh year. Hayriko, if it turned more of a green or a lighter green color, Hareyulu Mutar, and those are Mutar, because that's just a product of what grew during the sixth year. Habechanina ben Antignus Omer, Michaelin lihitalish balan shalhen asurin. If you could pull them out, so the way the onions work is when they're ripe, you just pull them out of the ground. They kind of start to come out of the ground on their own. So if you could just pull them by that leaf and get them out of the ground, then it's going to be mutter. Then it's going to be aser. Because that means it's strong enough that it obviously just recently grew. It's not just what's left from the sixth year. Now the Mishnah continues to kneged kain maitzai shvias mutarim. Same thing is true in the opposite case, where you have something which grew during Shemitah, and it was in the ground during the eighth year. Now the Rav, the Bartanur, explains that it's not exactly a direct parallel. What this means is, if you have onions that grew during the sixth year, and it went through the process of the first half of the Mishnah, it grew a little bit more during the seventh year. And now the top part was in the category of shchurin. They were a very dark leaf, and therefore it would have been usur. If you were to leave that onion, it's going to be quite an old onion by the end of this, you leave it in the ground during the eighth year, and then it gets that leaf. In other words, rain will fall on it, and then it will again sprout, and the leaf will be dark, a dark green, a blackish color, then it would be mutter, because we'll say that part that grew during the eighth year will overpower what grew during the seventh year, and combined with the sixth year growth and the eighth year growth, you have enough which makes it mutter. That is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet, we saw Mishnah Dalet a preview to it in the previous parak, which was, it was talking about a different case, but in this case, it was referenced at that point. When someone is purchasing vegetables from somebody in the eighth year, and that person that he's buying it from is not somebody who can be relied upon, that he keeps the halachas of Shemitah properly. So at what point can you feel safe purchasing from him, knowing that all the fruits that you're going to buy are either not Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, they don't have a problem with Svichin, they don't have a problem of Shamar V'Nevad, when is that okay? Says Mishnah Mishiyasa K'yotze Bayit. When it's possible for the next year's crop to grow to that level. Mishnah continues, Asa Habakir Hutera Afil. Even if the first possible growth happened, then you'll allow everything to grow, even though in the later fields it didn't start growing yet. Rabbi Hitalikach York, Messiah Shvias Miyad, Rabbi says it's mutter right away. Now, exactly what the reason for this is, basically it's because we don't really have much of a chashash. We're not really worried that the fruits or the vegetables that we're buying came from Shemitah. Number one, because it could grow, because there's a lot of vegetables, fruits and vegetables that come from Chutz Laretz. So the most of what you're going to find immediately after Shemitah is going to be from an area where there's no problem. And number two, the truth is, there's a whole sugya where it seems like we assume that it grows very, very quickly. And the fact that we make someone wait longer is a bit of an extended chumrah. Therefore, Rebbe says you can buy it right away. Miyad doesn't necessarily mean right away. It doesn't mean the second Rosh Hashanah hits. It would have to be a few days afterwards. But at that point in time, it would be mutter, according to Rebbe. We'll stop here. Mitzvah will continue tomorrow with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.